Morning, Ireland. It's 10 to 8 and Conor Brophy is back with more business news.
Gavin, thanks. The Irish manufacturing sector is continuing to show encouraging growth, very much bucking the trend across Europe at the moment. The latest Purchasing Managers Index from NCB, which gives us a monthly snapshot of activity from the factory floor, shows new export orders growing. Manufacturers have now seen overall orders grow in each of the last 10 months, and employment levels in manufacturing have also risen for the ninth month in a row. A smart and innovative company which will find a smart and innovative workforce here in Ireland with a creativity and commitment second to none. So says a statement from Bono this morning welcoming the announcement that Dropbox is to establish its international headquarters in Dublin. I suppose he would say that as an investor. We're joined now in studio, literally straight off the plane from San Francisco, by Mitra Laraspour from Dropbox's business operations team, who's leading the company's international expansion. Mitra, thanks very much for coming in.
Good morning.
Just explain to us, first of all, what does Dropbox do for those that might not be familiar with the service?
Sure. So Dropbox is the easiest way for you to store your stuff, take it with you wherever you go, and share it with friends, family and colleagues.
So you literally have a little folder on your tablet or your phone or your desktop. You can share folders then across devices or wherever you happen to be.
Exactly. And we're platform agnostic, so we'll work with every operating system and device that you have.
Why the decision to locate in Ireland now? It is your first office outside of the US.
That's correct. So over a third of our users are based here in Europe. So it's high time that we serve them locally, both in their local language and local time zone. Dublin, Ireland is a great gateway to the rest of Europe, and there's a strong local force of technical sales and support talent that we wanted to take advantage of.
I imagine there would have been plenty of other locations competing for an investment like this. What sealed the deal for Dublin?
That's right. There are many cities in Europe where companies can set up successful operations, but we've seen a strong track record of improvement of US companies here in Dublin and wanted to be part of that story.
You're looking to recruit immediately. What sort of job numbers can we expect to see Dropbox create in Ireland?
That's right. So our US office has doubled every 7 months since opening, and we expect the Irish growth rate to be similar. So in 2013, we should have, let's say, 30 to 40 jobs created, but expecting the growth to continue to be as strong as in the US years thereafter.
And what are we expecting your staff here in Ireland to be doing?
We'll start out with technical sales and user operations roles, and in future years expect roles in local marketing, regional partnerships, and things like that. The whole way through, we'll have positions in IT, recruiting, and HR. So you can check out our jobs page on the Dropbox website for more information.
How much of a difference does it make? We often hear people emphasize the fact that there's a cluster of technology companies that, you know, a lot of the bigger brand names and a lot of the companies that you're familiar with from Silicon Valley mm-hmm. are based here in Ireland. Does that actually make a difference when you're deciding where to locate an international office?
It certainly does. It's helpful to have an environment that's supportive of technological innovation and a workforce to back that up.
So the fact that there would be, say, offices of Facebook, eBay, Google and all that, that does actually help in terms of making your decision as to where you locate.
It does. It shows our regional commitment to the tech sector, and it's very similar to our Silicon Valley roots.
When you're looking to recruit, are we expecting a lot of these jobs to occur for Irish people in Ireland, or will you be recruiting people to Dublin?
We look for folks who are passionate about technology and helping others, and we're excited to hire them from wherever they may be from.
Tell us a little bit more about the growth rate for Dropbox in terms of users and revenue. Where are you at right now in your growth curve? You've been a very rapidly growing company, but put some detail on that for us.
That's right. So we recently announced that we have 100 million users worldwide. In the beginning, they were largely based in the US, but now we see the growth really coming from overseas. So we wanted to be close to that, hence the Dublin, Ireland office.
In terms of security, when people are uploading documents, it's stored on your servers, it's out there. What sort of safeguards are there, for example, when you're going to have employees who are in companies who might be in a position where they could share confidential information using Dropbox? Is there any way that you have of guarding against that?
We have lots of tools for security and encryption. For example, all of your files are encrypted when you send them to Dropbox and while Dropbox stores them. Even here in your offices, when I logged into the website, I was prompted for a code from my mobile phone, which is called two-factor authentication, to make sure that I'm really who I say I am. So we have lots of features in place to make sure your account is not compromised.
And presumably then Dropbox are notified that you're trying to log in from somewhere outside of the US.
Exactly. So our team back home will get a note and confirm with my calendar that I really am overseas in Ireland today.
Well, Mitra Laraspour, thanks very much for coming into us this morning. Mitra Laraspour is of the business operations team from Dropbox, which is setting up its international headquarters in Dublin. Just in terms of currencies news, before I let you go, the euro trading at 130.3 against the dollar this morning and 81.